Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Daniela Mielke, who is Chief Strategy and Product Officer at Vantiv. Thanks for joining me, Daniela.
Sure, you're welcome, Karen. I'm really excited to be here with you.
So, as a former PayPal executive, I'm very eager to get your perspective on the news today, and that, of course, is eBay and PayPal separating two independent publicly traded companies sometime in 2015. So my question for you is, what do you think an independent PayPal means to the payments ecosystem? What do you think PayPal can do differently as an independent entity than it can do or could have done as part of eBay?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, there are a lot of good reasons for the two companies to stay together, but there are also a lot of good reasons for the PayPal spin-off. And I would say an untethered PayPal can just enter a whole different partnerships than they could while being with eBay marketplaces. I mean, it will be much easier to strike partnerships with other markets, competing marketplaces like Amazon or Alibaba or Walmart. Or even enter with much bigger partnerships with somebody like Samsung. So I think that's just a whole new partnership universe that is opening for PayPal at this point. And I also think that just the fact of being able to optimize just for PayPal and not for eBay Inc. is a big advantage. I mean, just optimizing the investment portfolio and the product roadmap and the technology roadmap just for PayPal will give the business a big pop, I think.
So we've seen a lot happen in the payment space over the last month. It seems like it's just been such accelerated events in the business. We've seen Alibaba go public. Certainly Apple Pay has launched. And now, of course, this. And, of course, back at the early part of the year when this was discussed, it really wasn't something that the board at eBay felt was appropriate, but now a lot of things appear to be different. Do you think the timing of all of this and these developments had anything to do with what we heard today?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, 9 months can be a long time, I guess. Although, who knows whether John Donahoe and Carl Icahn had a tacit understanding, I don't know. But there's certainly a lot that changed in those 9 months. And I think it became very clear that the future of payment will be determined by the large tech giants and not by traditional payment companies. And it's also very clear that eBay Inc. was just not large and relevant enough in the ecosystem to really shape the payment ecosystem. So I think from that perspective, it makes sense.
How do you think merchants will view this news?
Well, I mean, I don't know exactly what the operating agreement between eBay and PayPal will be, but I would think it will certainly give merchants on eBay more choice in their selection of payment systems. Smaller merchants might actually prefer to work with an independent PayPal because the data isn't shared with eBay. Or at least cannot be shared with eBay. I think there were always concerns around data sharing. So I think for merchants, it's neutral to good.
Do you think that there are now new competitors? I mean, you talked about partnerships, but do you think that there are a whole new category of competitors now that an independent PayPal will need to compete against? Or is it the same competitive playing field, just a different profile of the player?
Well, I think PayPal can take a sharper competitive profile. They don't have to worry about a marketplace business anymore, so they can be much more aggressive. I think the competitive set is probably largely the same. For me, the bigger question is whether PayPal will actually remain independent in the long run, because it's now a really nice appetizing bite for some of the other tech platforms.
Yeah, so I was thinking that too. 24 months from now, it'll be interesting to see. Well, that may be too short of a time frame, but it may be interesting to see how that plays out. Let's talk about eBay for a second. What do you think the implications are for eBay's future? Are they big enough to stand alone?
Well, that's really a good question. I mean, their growth is around 10%, which is not great. The value proposition is eroding. I think lots of competition with very similar value propositions and potentially better customer experiences. I would also think that eBay becomes an acquisition candidate through this move. I mean, you could see Alibaba acquiring eBay and having a U.S. presence right out of the gate, or even somebody like Facebook, who is always trying to get more into commerce. So I actually think eBay is also a very attractive acquisition candidate now.
No, I would agree with you. What kinds of questions are you getting from the merchants and the other third parties that you interact with as Vaniv? What are people most curious about having heard the news?
Well, I think it's more whether this was triggered by ICANN or whether it was triggered by Apple Pay. I don't think there's a lot of concern from merchants that, you know, the service will be different, rather than excitement that the services might be sharper and better positioned to the need of independent merchants rather than eBay merchants.
Well, it certainly is exciting time in payments. It's almost every other week we have big news. So I can only imagine what might happen, you know, the third week in October. It's hard to predict. But Daniela. But thanks so much for giving us a few minutes of your time today to give us your reactions. I think they were actually very, very good insights. Thank you.
You're welcome.